It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Dare we start talking about a time when interest rates stop rising and are allowed to actually fall? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The guardians of interest rates held things steady yesterday. That decision comes with a state-of-the-art assessment of the U.S. economy. And Marketplace Washington correspondent Nancy Marshall Genzer was there as Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell went through the information at hand about jobs, growth, inflation, and, of course, the cost of borrowing. Nancy?
Well, David, the Federal Open Market Committee, the FOMC, is, of course, the panel that made the decision on rates yesterday. Powell said it just needs time to assess the effect of its series of rate hikes. And he emphasized the Fed has already raised interest rates by 5 percentage points, but inflation is still too high. Of course, the Fed hikes rates to cool the economy by making it more expensive to borrow and spend.
Now, this gang meets again next month. Chair Powell, leave any hints?
He said July will be a live meeting. That is, a decision on interest rates will be made at that two-day meeting. It's not predetermined. The Fed did get out its crystal ball yesterday, though. It makes economic projections every 3 months. And it is projecting that interest rates will hit 5.6% by the end of this year. That implies two more rate hikes in 2023.
Would it be overreaching to wonder if Powell spoke of actually cutting interest rates?
Yes, it would. Powell pretty much ruled that out for this year. He said, just look at these economic projections from the members of the FOMC.
Not a single person on the committee wrote down a rate cut this year, nor do I think it is at all likely to be appropriate if you think about it. Inflation has not really moved down. It has not so far reacted much to our existing rate hikes. And so we're going to have to keep at it.
David, the Fed is predicting a possible rate cut next year, though.
Next year. All right. Nancy, thank you. The world's first set of comprehensive regulations governing artificial intelligence is taking shape across the Atlantic. European Union lawmakers have voted on new limits and safeguards for AI. Tech rules in Europe often help shape U.S. regulation. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
The rules European Union lawmakers adopted address a host of artificial intelligence use cases, including chatbots. They require tech companies to document any copyrighted material used to train chatbots and to disclose chatbot-created content. AI systems used by major social media platforms, those targeted to children and used for hiring, will all face transparency requirements and will have to reduce the risk of bias in algorithms. AI use for facial recognition and biometric identification in public places would be banned. There's also a ban on AI-based predictive tools and emotion recognition systems used for policing and other applications. The approval from EU lawmakers is subject to ratification from the bloc's 27 member states. Final approval could come as soon as the end of the year. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
A tentative contract deal has been reached with union dock workers and port operators at 29 ports from San Diego to Seattle. Details are still under wraps. Beyond pay, the role of automation was a central issue.
Hey, Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.
Key selling point of community college is the ability to transfer to a four-year college and save money. Yet, the Government Accountability Office finds that 43% of all community college credits don't end up transferring and counting toward a degree. Now students are getting more vocal about getting credit where it's due. Here's GBH reporter Kirk Carapeza.
To get a head start on his bachelor's degree while still in high school, William Kamani took courses at a community college in Brockton, Massachusetts.
I didn't really know what I was getting into.
Kamani is the son of Kenyan immigrants. He earned enough credits to graduate high school not only with a diploma, but an associate degree. But when he enrolled at the University of Chicago, he learned a hard lesson in college economics. None of his credits would count.
Zero. Getting the email saying that none of them were going to get transferred was quite painful, because I feel like the degree that I worked towards was a lot of work, a lot of effort.
In a statement, a spokesperson for the University of Chicago says transfer credits must come from institutions that grant bachelor's degrees. Nearly all community college students hope to transfer their credits and earn a bachelor's degree. But historically, very few of them realize that goal. Only 1 in 6 ever succeed. Four-year institutions often require students to take their classes.
Colleges are businesses.
Francesca Purcell lectures at the Harvard Graduate School of Education, and she says there's a big incentive to accept students.
There is not a big incentive to accept all of their credits.
Why not?
Given the financial situation that most four-year institutions are in, they need to survive.
And that comes at the expense of low-income students like Simba Gandhari. He had to fight to transfer his credits from a technical school in South Carolina to a four-year college in Wisconsin.
It started to feel as if I was just another body and another way to make tuition.
Harvard's Francesca Purcell sees fixing the credit pipeline as a diversity opportunity.
If we could solve student transfer from community colleges, which serve the highest numbers of students from low-income families, from students of color, it would truly be transformative.
Some four-year institutions that don't accept community college credits do recognize advanced placement credits. And research shows Black and Indigenous students have unequal access to AP coursework. Back in Chicago, William Kamani says that exposes these institutions as businesses that tend to enroll white and Asian students.
I think it kind of shows ingrained inequality, preferences towards, you know, suburban, more affluent students.
And he says it shows where college's priorities really are. In Boston, I'm Kirk Carapeza for Marketplace.
I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. You're from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.